FSRN News. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former GOP Senator Jim Talent of Missouri says the stolen valor scandal could get much worse for Democrat VP candidate Tim Walz unless he tells the truth. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
Talent says there's one thing that will certainly make things worse for Walz.
If he isn't straightforward in what he says.
Something Talent says could create an entirely new and more serious problem.
Now the problem becomes that he's not telling the truth about what he did.
Anything but the truth, Talent says, and Walz can expect the story to gain traction.
Round after round of this, as people keep contesting the story that he offers.
Former Senator Jim Talent was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, new allegations have emerged about Hunter Biden. Correspondent Ben Thomas has details.
Prosecutors say while his father was vice president, Hunter Biden was hired by a Romanian businessman who was trying to influence U.S. government agencies. The allegations in court papers filed in the tax case against him. Special Counsel David Weiss says Hunter Biden's business associate will testify at the upcoming federal tax trial of the president's son about the arrangement, including a $3 million payment, with the Romanian executive. Gabriel Papaviciu was facing criminal investigation at the time in Romania and wanted U.S. government agencies to probe that investigation in hopes that would end his legal trouble. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Austrian authorities say both suspects in a foiled plot to attack Taylor Swift shows in Vienna appeared to be inspired by the Islamic State group and Al-Qaeda. Investigators found bomb-making materials at one of the homes, and one of the two confessed to planning to kill as many people as possible outside of the concert venue. Three sold-out concerts were canceled a day earlier because of that plot. This is SRN News. J.D. Vance takes aim at transgenderism.
Donald Trump's vice presidential running mate is not afraid to call out Democrats on the issue, unlike a number of Republican candidates who seem to be a bit shy. At a recent rally, Vance said bluntly, quote, "We think it's weird that Democrats want to put sexually explicit books in toddlers' libraries. We think it's weird that the far left wants to allow biological males to beat up women in boxing." Some evangelicals say the GOP needs to talk about transgenderism more. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Israel's Olympic team says athletes have received threats as they compete in Paris. The president of the Israeli National Olympic Committee reports that the team received a number of threats meant to generate psychological terror in the athletes. French authorities say that they are investigating. The National Cybercrime Agency is looking into the leak of some Israeli athletes' personal data online, which has since been taken down. This is SRN News. A new lawsuit has been brought against Abbott Nutrition by a Kentucky family surrounding the death of an infant whose formula contained bacteria. Correspondent Jackie Quinn has more on the story.
A judge has ruled that Cheyenne Ping and Christian Delakia can sue Abbott Nutrition after their 13-day-old baby, Willow, died in 2023. She'd been fed Similac, Total Comfort powdered formula, and became infected with Chronobacter, a dangerous germ linked to the formula. Willow's formula was made at the Sturgis, Michigan plant, which was temporarily closed in 2022 after contamination was detected. I'm Jackie Quinn.
USC is opening its campus for the first time since pro-Hamas student protests took over the school. In May, university officials decided that pro-Hamas protesters were compromising the safety of students and staff. More details at SRNnews.com.